Hello and welcome to this CertSecurity.com podcast sponsored by F5 Networks, part of our special integration of networking and security school. I'm Billy Hurley. In this podcast, we're going to play a little fact or fiction about taking a holistic approach to application layer security. Joining us from across the pond, we're fortunate to have Michael Cobb, founder and managing director of Cobweb Applications, a consultancy that offers IT training and support in data security and analysis. Thanks for being here, Mike.
Thank you, Billy.
Okay, Mike, you know how this works. I'll read a statement about taking a holistic approach to application security, and you'll tell me if that statement is fact or fiction, and then explain why.
Okay.
So let's get started with the first one. Fact or fiction, web applications require application-aware firewalls to provide real protection. Fact or fiction?
That's a fact. Layer 7 is the application layer of the open system interconnection model and supports application and end-user processes such as HTTP and SMTP. Traditional perimeter defense technologies such as packet filtering and stateful inspection aren't adequate when it comes to application layer security. Packet filtering only works at layer 3 and stateful inspection works at layer 4 and below, so they can't see what's going on at the application layer. For example, if a packet filter firewall is set up to only allow HTTP traffic on TCP port 80, SQL injection attacks will still be allowed through as valid HTTP requests. So that's where application layer firewalls come in. Application layer firewalls perform deep packet inspection. What that means is they look at traffic at the application layer so they can allow or deny specific features of an application. They can even authenticate users directly. What this means is that they can allow or deny specific commands from a particular user, such as a SQL delete all command. Firewalls without deep packet inspection capabilities fall short because they can't distinguish between malicious and non-malicious requests and data. This type of network protection is really necessary because application layer attacks are now the hacker's attack of choice. By moving up the network protocol stack and communicating at the application layer, attackers can interface directly with an application's processes, passing data designed to masquerade as legitimate application requests or commands through the normal request channels such as crypts, URLs, and form data. This makes web application attacks very attractive as they can lead attackers to a wealth of valuable data without even having to compromise any servers. Gartner currently estimates that 75% of attacks take place at the application layer. So if you run any web apps, you need a firewall designed and built to protect them. It's as simple as that.
Okay, great. Here's the next one. Fact or fiction? Perimeter defenses that incorporate application layer firewalls will protect your web applications. Fact or fiction?
That's fiction. It's not quite true, Billy, to say that perimeter defenses will protect your web applications. It would be true to say that solid perimeter defenses incorporating application layer firewalls will help protect your web applications, but it won't stop them coming under attack and possible compromise. Relying just on perimeter security is not going to keep your application secure. Let me explain why. It is important to build defense in depth to protect network applications. Your perimeter defenses, such as firewalls, intrusion detection systems, switches, etc., all play a key role in protecting Layer 7 and your applications. But you still need to appreciate what degree of security you can achieve from such defenses. For example, phishing and social engineering attacks will still be able to circumvent your hardware and software security measures. This means a critical tier of defense for your web applications is employee security awareness, and lots of it. Employees should come away from a security awareness session understanding that security is everyone's job. All employees should fully understand the specific security-related requirements relative to their particular duties. Accountability for specific security tasks should be included in formal definitions of every job so that people understand that security is not just sort of a one-time deal, but it's a policy that applies to everyone all the time. This way, security is not superimposed, but sort of it carefully is fitted into your organizational structure. But even this won't be enough to combat phishing attacks. The big problem in trying to combat phishing is that phishing takes place outside of your organization's computing environment, and therefore was not subject to protection from regular security procedures. To minimize the risk of phishing attacks, you'll need to educate your clients as well. So, for example, if you're running any sort of online financial service, you do need to consider giving all your customers some form of two-factor authentication. That way, even if a client discloses their account password to a bogus website, they still don't have the second authentication factor. As you can see, an application layer firewall is just going to be one element of your overall network defenses.
Here's the next statement. Fact or fiction? It's quicker and cheaper to perform security testing on an application once it's already built and ready for beta testing, rather than incorporating security as the application is being built. Fact or fiction?
That's definitely fiction, Billy. Firstly, good stat, Gartner estimates the cost of removing a security vulnerability during testing of being less than 2% of the cost of trying to remove it from a production system. That's a big difference. And in the long run, you achieve a more stable and secure application, and you achieve it a lot quicker by incorporating security right from day one. Yes, it might mean that your sort of go-live date is moved back a bit, but at least you won't get a shutdown date shortly afterwards. Hackers are getting more and more adept at exploiting poorly coded applications, and developers often don't realize the security implications of particular features and functions that they wish to incorporate into their applications. Application development, therefore, needs to start with sort of sanity checking sort of business processes and design requirements and ensuring that they can be met securely. As part of this process, many development teams are now starting to use threat modeling at the application design stage. As development progresses, you need to conduct formal code reviews and implement procedures for testing applications all the way from development up through to the deployment. You should use both the dynamic and static analysis and test for both technical and logical vulnerabilities in the application. This type of approach will result in a reduction in the number of vulnerabilities that make it through to the release version. As the cost of addressing security issues increases as the software design lifecycle proceeds, building in security from day one not only helps create better products, increases customer confidence in your applications, but it benefits the bottom line too. Achieving application security is going to cost one way or another, and it's a lot cheaper and more effective if there is application security lifecycle starting at day zero.
Okay, Mike, we're halfway there. Here's the next item. Fact or fiction. The best way to identify possible weak spots during application development is to map the flow of data through the application.
That's a fact. Certainly to me it is. By employing a data flow approach, whereby the development team map the flow of data through the application, they can easily identify the key processes and the threats to those processes. What you need to do is start by identifying the places where data enters and exits an application, and there you can ensure that validation occurs for each part of the HTTP request before letting it anywhere near your scripts, data access routines, and SQL queries. Next, you need to review the trust levels assigned to the application and entry and exit points and define the privileges any external user or process is granted to access the system. By having your security professionals and developers sit down together to analyze the application from an attacker's point of view, and that point of view is normally where is the data, everyone gains a better understanding of how and why a hacker may attack it and how the vulnerabilities can be removed. A key to this process is classifying data so that you can differentiate between that which is of little, if any, value and that which is highly sensitive and confidential. When data is stored, it should always be classified into an appropriate sensitivity level. Once you've classified your data, you can see which data requires additional protection, such as strong authentication, before it can be accessed. And data classification makes it a lot easier to see where and what your risks are. Yet I'm amazed how few organizations really classify their data. A useful tool I always recommend to get you started with threat modeling and data mapping is Microsoft's threat modeling tool. You can use this to help development teams organize relevant data points, assets, trust levels, data flow diagrams, etc., into a threat model document. Countermeasures can then be implemented and tested to ensure that the application doesn't leave sensitive or personal information vulnerable to potential attackers.
All right, Mike, here's the next statement. Fact or fiction? When introducing a new web application, the launch will go okay as long as the help desk has been briefed on the potential security shortcoming of the application. Fact or fiction?
That's fiction. But I have to say, so many organizations do forget to get the help desk up to speed when they launch a new application or sort of web service. Not only does the help desk need to know and understand how the new application works, but they also have to have the resources available to handle the inevitable increase that they'll get from users calling for support when they use the application for the first time. Well, this is an important part of launching an application from a security standpoint. There are other resources that have to be readied and checked too. For example, will the web application crash when it tries to handle heavy peak loads? The best way to find out if the server's up to the job is to use a stress tool. You can download free stress tools. There's one from Microsoft, the web application stress tool, which simulates the traffic and usage generated by a large number of simultaneous web users. And this will enable you to gather sort of performance and stability information about your web application and test the ability of your server to handle various loads and capacities. Stressing out your server before it goes live will certainly reduce your stress levels when it actually does. Also, a new application is going to add to network traffic and increase loads. So you need to be able to assess and what those loads are likely to be and make changes to the network topology and capacity so that you don't have any bottlenecks cropping up. And of course, any such changes need to be reviewed and documented in the security policy. Finally, your web application is going to be attacked, so make sure you develop an incident response plan. Once you've done that, you need to test it and rehearse it so that you're ready and able to handle an attack in an orderly and effective manner and minimize the impact on your network.
Okay, Mike, here's the last one. Fact or fiction? An organization needs to review and revise its security policies each time a new application is launched. Fact or fiction?
That's certainly fact, but something a lot of administrators forget to do. Even if your sort of web servers and applications are relatively secure when they're first deployed, changes to system infrastructure and configuration, such as adding a new application, means that they don't remain secure for long, and they need constant care and attention. Plus, there are always new threats to combat. So it's essential that your security policies are regularly reviewed for relevance and effectiveness, and certainly when something as major happens as the introduction of a new application, you need to sort of check them and update them. Network and system monitoring is a continuous process. It's not just a once-a-month routine job that you try and sort of do if you've got time. Security involves continuous management, and I'd also recommend regular reviewing of logs and access control lists, checking that they're all sort of kept up to date. Many website administrators make the mistake of implementing changes to the settings of a live web server without having a proper review and release cycle and advance maintenance. If you carefully control and document your changes to your server, you'll be far better placed to recover from attacks and locate any security problems. You need to repeat the security assessment process when the business logic in the application changes. That's a good rule to have in mind of the times when you need to review and revise your security policies. And also, processes and controls that are stated in your security policy need to be checked to ensure that the impact that that any changes you make to applications, that the your policies and controls are still appropriate. And do make sure you enforce your policies. Don't let sort of the hard work you've put in and sort of your reputation that you've built up for security go to waste by not actually enforcing the security policy that you've spent a lot of time sort of reviewing and keeping up to date.
All right. I think we've covered several important issues today. Michael Cobb of Cobb Web Applications, thank you for joining us for a little Fact or Fiction.
Thank you.
For more materials in our Integration of Networking and Security School, visit searchsecurity.com/netsec. You can also listen to more of our podcasts on our podcast page at searchsecurity.com/podcast. Thanks again to our sponsor, F5 Networks, and thank you for joining us. I'm Billy Hurley. Stay safe out there.